I've got someone special on the phone right now. It's Kaylee Walker. Morning, Kaylee. You've been in on the show a few times now, haven't you? Is it your third or your fourth time?
I think something like that, maybe third or, third time,
You came in, it was quite a while ago you came in and chatted to us, didn't you? It was 4 years ago, was it?
Must have been,
Yeah, it must have been 4 years ago. Wow.
It's gone quick.
It has gone very quick, and there's a lot's happened in that 4 years, because you were trying to get into the music business as a singer-songwriter, and you were having a little bit of a trouble to start with, as everybody does, because it's like a closed-knit circle, isn't it, really, to be honest with you?
But, it is, yeah.
But how did you get, before I tell everyone what's going on now, how did you actually get in to start with? Was it just perseverance?
Keep persevering and just keep believing in what I'm doing. And that was the most important thing, is having that drive and that ambition to keep going forwards with it.
With anything to do with the media, persistence is about 90% of the job, to be honest.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, it took me years to become a radio presenter. And then when I did, it just all started, the road started laying out in front of me as such. So you released your first record, which was the second interview. What was your first record?
It was Excuse Me. So I did that, and then I did another one called Shut Up. So I've had a few singles, but nothing compared to this.
Now, did you find, when you were picked up by a label, did you find them moulding you into what they wanted you to be, or did they just let you be what you are?
No, so they tried to mould me into and put me into like a category of, so it's only been like since I've come out of that label that I've discovered my own sound and my own like where I want to go and the sound that I want to portray as an artist. So, yeah.
Now, I think that what you've done is a very, very clever move. It's really, really important. Because they mould you into what sells, and you end up falling into a pot of everybody else.
Yeah.
And then the music industry notoriously use you for what they can, and then they just discard you when you're not doing more than everybody else in there. So becoming your own person in this industry is so important, so important.
So 100%.
You actually write the songs as well, don't you?
I do, yep. So I write them, come up with the melody, and then, just me and my producer.
So is that how you do it? You start off with a melody, then put the words in, or do you do it the opposite way around?
It all varies, really. Sometimes it would be lyrics first and then melody. But for this song in particular, it was melody first. It all depends.
So you do the melody and then you put the words into it. And now how do you come up? Because I've often wanted to ask somebody this. How do you actually come up with the words that go into it? Do you write from real life, so from your experiences?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, so it's just, it can be from anything, even like down to watching a TV programme, and I would like feel like, oh, I can relate to that. Or, or sometimes it's just what... Sometimes we just don't know where it comes from.
You just get the inspiration. A writer told me this once. He said, if you get the inspiration at 12 o'clock at night, you get in your office, you start writing, because that's when it's flowing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, where did that come from? And then once, and you know you're onto something good when you can't stop.
When it just flows, you just keep going. Yeah. It doesn't matter about time, exactly. Keep going. So your new song is called Psychedelic, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Where did you get the inspiration from that from? What happened in your life to get you to write this?
Okay, so it was through doing a lot of meditation, actually, and connecting with my higher self. And I thought, how like the world can be kind of like a kaleidoscope. So I was thinking, how can I kind of express that into a song? And being like a lover of 60s, I wanted that whole element, I'm going to do something a little bit trippy and connect the two together to, forget about the world as such and how music you can escape to and use that as like a platform to make you feel you're on like this psychedelic trip as such through music. So that's how I got into, writing psychedelic, really, is really through meditation and connecting and being like you have control as a person.
Meditation is so good. It's so good for people. Not many people do it, and they should more should do it.
Yeah, it's so good for the mind. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Now,
so that's how
I had a search on the web this morning, and I looked on upcoming100.com, and you've reached number 4.
I did. I actually hit number 1.
Oh, did you? Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I hit number 1, and then I dropped, and yeah, so I started off at 177 on the first day, and then went up to 37 on the second day, then 7, and then number 1.
Wow. Well, hopefully this interview will get you back to number 1 again. So that's upcoming100.com. Go and vote for Kaylee now. Now, Kaylee, I've got your... first of all, if anybody wants to follow you on the social media, have you got your information there where they can find you?
I have, yeah. It's Kaylee Walker Official everywhere. So if you Google that, my website will come up as well. And on Instagram and TikTok, it's I Am Kaylee Walker.
Okay, we're going to play your song now, Psychedelic, and I want you to intro it for me.
Thank you. I'm Kaylee Walker, and you're listening to my brand new single, Psychedelic.
Trip.